Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, 8th Canto, Chapter 5, Text 21. Aham Ambhavo Yuyam Mato Suradayo Manushatir Yagdruma Karma Jatayaha Yasyavatarang Shakala Visarjata Vrajama Sarve Sharanam Tamavyayam. Lord Brahma said, I, Lord Shiva, all of you demigods, the demons, the living entities born of perspiration, the living beings born of eggs, the trees and plants sprouting from the earth, and the living beings born from embryos, all come from the Supreme Lord, from his incarnation of Rajaguna, Lord Brahma, the Guna Avatar, and from the great sages, rishis, who are part and parcel of me. Let us therefore go to the Supreme Lord and take shelter of his lotus feet. Purport. Some creatures are born from embryos, some from perspiration, and some from seeds. In this way, all living entities emanate from the guna avatar of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Ultimately, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the shelter of all living entities. Pendant. One may be an insect or a germ, or one may be Lord Brahma or Lord Shiva. But everyone is dependent on the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, Lord Brahma says, Rajama Sarve Sharanam Tamavyayam. Let's all of us go and take shelter of that inexhaustible Supreme Lord, who's the source of all of us. Whether we've been born from eggs or from embryos or seeds or perspiration, all the living beings are ultimately born from Krishna. They may come directly from Krishna, like Lord Brahma himself, or they may come indirectly through Lord Brahma, but everyone is dependent, and therefore everyone has to take shelter. The demigods particularly, now they're in trouble, and so they must take shelter. When things are not going so bad, one thinks, all right, chalega, things will go on. But when there's specifically difficulty, then one has little alternative. One has to surrender. One has to go for shelter. Mam ekam sharanam braja. The intelligent person approaches Krishna. Please give me shelter. From that point of view, difficulty is good because it drives one toward the personality of Godhead. We're always in trouble, but we generally don't realize it because of the avaranatmika shakti, the covering potency of maya. We think everything's all right. Or if it's not all right, we'll take care of it. But when things are really going badly, catastrophically, terribly, then the devotee naturally turns to Krishna. Please help me. Please give me shelter. So Lord Brahma, the supreme among the demigods, proposes, let us go to the personality of Godhead under the circumstances. Who else can help? I also can't solve this problem. Generally, the demigods approach Brahma, but when Brahma himself can't solve the problem, then they approach Lord Vishnu. Sir, you please help us. So now Brahma proposes, Let us go to the Lord.
Nayasya vadyo nacharakshaniyo. No pekshaniya dharaniya pakshaha. Tatapi sargastiti samyamartam. Tate rajasattva tamamsi kale. For the Supreme Personality of Godhead, there is no one to be killed, no one to be protected, no one to be neglected, and no one to be worshipped. Nonetheless, for the sake of creation, maintenance, and annihilation, according to time, he accepts different forms as incarnations, either in the mode of goodness, the mode of passion, or the mode of ignorance. Purport. This verse explains that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is equal to everyone. This is confirmed by Lord Krishna himself in Bhagavad Gita. Samoham sarvaputeshu name dveshosti na priyaha ye bhajanti tumam bhaktya mayi te teshu chapyaham. I envy no one, nor am I partial to anyone. I am equal to all. But whoever renders service unto me in devotion is a friend, is in me, and I am also a friend to him. Although the Lord is impartial, he gives special attention to his devotees. Therefore the Lord says in Bhagavad Gita, Paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya chuduskritam dharma samsthapanartaya sambhavami yuge yuge. To deliver the pious and to annihilate the miscreants, as well as to reestablish the principles of religion, I advent myself millennium after millennium. The Lord has nothing to do with anyone's protection or destruction, but for the creation, maintenance, and annihilation of this material world, he apparently has to act either in goodness, in passion, or in darkness. Actually, however, he is unaffected by these modes of material nature. He is the Supreme Lord of everyone. As a king sometimes punishes or rewards someone to maintain law and order, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, although having nothing to do with the activities of this material world, sometimes appears as various incarnations according to the time, place, and object. Samoham sarvabhutesh. Krishna is equal to everyone. No favorites. Like a judge, anyone can come before him and the judge will give equal justice. He won't favor anyone or disfavor anyone. Even the most notorious person can come before the judge, and if he's innocent of this particular crime, the judge will consider, yes, this man is innocent, at least this time. The judge is impartial. So Krishna's impartial also. He doesn't consider, this person is my friend, this one is my enemy, I'll protect this one, I'll smash that one, I'll neglect this one, I'll worship that one. There's no particular person to be favored or disfavored. Paksha, he doesn't take the side of anyone. But tata api, nonetheless, for the sake of sargastiti and samyama, creation, annihilation, and maintenance, the Lord appears in different incarnations. Sometimes in the mode of goodness, like a sage, like Kapildev, or Narayan.
sometimes in the mode of passion, Parshuram, sometimes in the mode of ignorance, the tortoise, a fish, a boar, such creatures are in the tamaguna. But Krishna, according to the need, picks up any role. He'll play the role of a sage or he'll play the role of a fish. He'll play the role of a peaceful yogi or a angry warrior. He'll take any role for the maintenance of the purpose of the creation. When it's time to create something, he appears as the Brahma. When it's time to destroy, as Lord Shiva, maintaining, he does himself. Prabhupada gives the example that to create, build a house, we hire a contractor. To tear down a house, we hire a contractor. And to maintain the house, that we do ourselves. So Krishna maintains the entire creation in his form of Lord Vishnu and creates and destroys as the other gunavatars. The whole objective of the creation is that the living entities should be allowed to pursue their misdirected agenda of seeking sense gratification, yayedam taryate jagat, trying to struggle with the material energy and win, which is not possible. But they should, more than that, be given the opportunity to change their consciousness to Krishna consciousness and come back home, back to Godhead. That's the real purpose of the creation. Both are there. Why is Maya so strong if the purpose is that Krishna wants everyone to go back to Godhead? Well, that's his purpose, but we have our purpose. And the two are different. He wants us to come back to Godhead, but we have a separate agenda. We want to stay here and win. We want to stay here and win. We keep losing. Something like these, you know, addictive gamblers who keep losing and losing and losing and losing and betting and betting and betting. They just keep losing. Or some person, he's failed once, he failed twice, he failed again. He's going to go on failing. And people who keep getting married again and again. So living entities are doggedly trying to extract sense gratification from the material energy. Struggling. Manashastan indriyani prakritistani karshati. Struggling with the material energy. And always being defeated by the material energy. And that's our determination. Give me another chance, give me another chance, give me another chance. Let me try it again, let me try it again. All right. Prabhupada gave the example of a child who wants to put his finger in the fan. The father says, don't do that, you'll hurt yourself. No, I won't do that. No, don't do that. No. And finally he puts his finger in there. Ah! Why didn't you tell me? Why didn't you stop me? Then it's the father's fault. So we're trying to enjoy. And finally, if we're fortunate, we'll come to the understanding that this material world is no place for enjoyment. Then let me turn toward Krishna. And that's Krishna's purpose. That he doesn't interfere with our tiny independence. All right, go on and try. But he gives us the opportunity again and again to turn toward him
and make our life successful. So that's the real purpose of the creation. The creation has two purposes: to allow us to carry on with our nonsense, but more important, to give us a chance to give up our nonsense and surrender to Krishna. Sarvadharman pratyajya mam ekam sharanam praja. All right, we'll stop here. What kind of questions? Any questions today? Mm-hmm. You have a second microphone? There we go.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. Maharaj, it is said that if you water the root of the tree, then all parts are satisfied. So a pure devotee, he waters the root to the fullest extent. So why is it that still the pure devotees have to face so much opposition and envy?
Yeah, when you water the root, then all the branches and leaves are growing. So the demons are also part of the Lord. The opposition is also part of the picture. Or from that point of view, when you write a drama, you need the bad guy. If it's all good guys, there's no drama. So Krishna allows the bad guys to act so that the devotee will be glorified. Prahlad Maharaj would not be glorified to the same extent in the absence of Hiranyakashipu. He'd be another little boy, maybe another, you know, specially devoted boy. But when Hiranyakashipu is there, then the glories of Prahlad really come out. Mm-hmm. So opposition is required to heighten our own dedication and to heighten the glories of the devotee. Is that okay? Mahaprabhu, you had a question.
Maharaj, we know something is wrong, and in the association of devotee we learn also here every time. But again and again we are doing the same thing. So when that stage will come, when we can concentrate completely what Krishna is asking us to do.
When we can concentrate?
What Krishna is asking us, surrender to me.
Sometime.
That stage will come.
Vishaya chariya kave shuddha havi man. Narottam Das Thakur says, when I give up sense gratification, then my mind will be pure. That's when we can concentrate. On account of attachment to Vishay, concentration is distracted. But Vishaya chariya kave, Narottam Das Thakur is asking, when will that point come? He has the same question. When will that point come? When we get the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, then it may be possible. What is that? Itai Karuna, what is that? Nitai Koruna Habe. No. Arkabe Nitai Chan Kuna Habe. Yes. When will we get the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu? Then it will be possible. And by the mercy of Lord Nityananda's devotees, we get Nityananda Prabhu's mercy.
How to get that mercy?
Preach. Srila Prabhupada was recognized by Srila B.R. Sridhar Maharaj as being especially empowered by Sri Nityananda Prabhu. Now, Nityananda Prabhu, his program is vigorously preaching Krishna consciousness. And we see that in Prabhupada's campaign. It's not simply doing bhajan, but it's vigorously spreading the message of Krishna consciousness. More books, more preaching. That was Prabhupada's program. And we can be confident that by engaging in that program, we'll definitely get the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, mercy of Radha Krishna, everything. Prabhupada gave that secret, that by distribution, you collect more. The person who's just trying to collect may collect something, but the person who's distributing, he gets the greatest collection. He collects the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu. Therefore, Prabhupada said there are two kinds of people, the misers and the generous persons. The misers get whatever they can capture and hold on to. And that also they lose sooner or later. Misers always have to lose what they hoard. But the generous persons, they're always distributing. They're always distributing. So they're always getting. Krishna is giving his mercy. Nachatasman manusheshu kashchan me priyakritamaha. Krishna is so much pleased when the devotees are distributing his message. Such a sublime formula, and at the same time so simple. Jaridako Tarikaho Krishna Padesh. Just go out and tell people about Krishna. Give a book, give something, Krishna, 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 Krishna. It's accessible, everyone can do that. And what benefit there will be. Others benefit and will benefit. Go by this method. Radical generosity. Something else. Are we out of time? Someone give me a time guidance. 9:15. Okay, that gives us 5 minutes more. And if there are any questions bubbling up, they might bubble up to the surface. Or else we'll stop at 9:10. Okay.
Thank you, Maharaj, for this small class. Here we are seeing that in the situation of difficulties, the demigods are running for shelter. And in one sense, it's natural for anybody who's facing a tough time. It is natural for some person who's facing difficult times to seek shelter. Sometimes he may seek shelter someplace else, or sometimes he may seek shelter in the Lord. But when things are going good, you know, suppose somebody is experiencing success, in these situations, how do we develop the habit of, in dukkha and in sukha, both we learn, how do we learn to take shelter of the Lord when we are happy, when we are so-called successful?
Yeah, we should, by association, by knowledge, that why should I wait till I'm in distress? Let me surrender now.
maybe save Krishna the trouble of sending extra distress. Or if he's going to send distress, better to be prepared for it. One time, I used to call our subscribers to Back to Godhead just to talk to them and find out, you know, why they subscribed and what their interest was. And I called one subscriber. I said, you know, what got you subscribing to the magazine? And he said, you're the people who go to the airports, right? And you approach people at the airports and with your books and things. And I said, well, we do sometimes go to the airports. He said, yeah, I read all about you. You go up to everybody at the airports and you give books to everybody. And I figured that sooner or later they're going to approach me. And when they approach me, I want to know something about it already. So, you can think that way. Distress is inevitable. Because I have this material body, there must be distress. So, better to be prepared. Those who are Krishna conscious, they can handle it. And there may be happiness, there may be distress. And if I'm not Krishna conscious, oh, then it's very difficult. So better to learn in advance. Okay. All right. Thank you all very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.